Hachette Audio presents Dream, the life and legacy of Hakeem Olajuwon, written by Miran Fader, read by Gogo Lomo David, with an introduction and an exclusive audio essay read by the author. You may happen upon it without realizing that this is the work through which your whole life will sing. We should always be ready. We should always be humble. Creativity should always be a form of prayer. Ben Okri, A Way of Being Free.
Prologue. LeBron James arrived early to the gym, eager to learn from the legend known as Dream. By the time Hakeem Olajuwon walked in at 10 a.m., James had already worked up a sweat. It was summer 2011, and memories of the prior couple of months still tugged at James. His Miami Heat had lost in the NBA Finals against the Mavericks, 4-2, and James had struggled to score inside the paint, avoiding the area almost completely. The chosen one, as James was called, seemed mortal. Walking back into the tunnel at American Airlines Arena in Miami, he knew his game needed to change. Reggie Barry, now an NBA agent with AMR Agency, but who has friends with many in James's camp at the time, thought, Bron needs to see Dream. Barry had grown up in Houston and knew one of Olajuwon's close friends, Frank Rutherford. He brought the idea of seeing Olajuwon to both Rutherford and James's team. And they all agreed, Olajuwon was just what James needed. To win a championship and to ease the sting of failure, James had to master the paint. And who better to teach him than the center who shimmied and shook opponents into oblivion with his signature move, the Dream Shake? I feel like at the end of the day, for me to become a complete player, I'm ready to get down there and be more of an efficient player in the post, James told Olajuwon on a group call. I'm ready to make the change in my game. That summer, James and his team drove to Olajuwon's gym, about 45 minutes west of Houston, in the small city of Simonton. The group's
sample complete. Ready to continue?